Well, hello out there, everybody. This is the Astro Blast Podcast coming to you live from the Salt Marsh Library. This is Mrs. Bernard and
Mr. Constant.
And today we have two special guests with us. Who's with us today?
My name is Erin Flynn. I'm from the class of 2024.
And my name is Hannah Bernard. I'm also from the class of 2024.
And you guys are both on what group?
1, 2, 3.
Student Council.
Oh, my God. Ooh, that was such good. Wow, that was nice. Holy moly.
Well, welcome aboard, girls. It's nice to see you, Erin and you. Hannah. Thank you for coming on today. We always like to have special guests.
We do.
You know, just I think we want to start out. It's been a real tough week here at Pinkerton Academy for all of us. It's been a struggle.
Sure has.
So just want to make sure everyone understands that we are all thinking of everybody here. And, you know, our heart goes out to the family, the friends, all of our Pinkerton family members to what's happened this week. Just want to put this out there. We do have a hotline, Pinkerton Academy. You go on the website. There's a hotline, 437-5200. You just hit extension 4444. That's four fours. If you're struggling, please reach out. We are here to help. We're always, always here to help.
And to that, I would just add, you know, our offices are always open as associate deans. Your teachers are more than willing to help out in every way. So, you know, if you know somebody who's struggling, go see a trusted adult and let them know. We're here for each other. Be kind to one another. Care for each other.
Well said.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. So we're moving on, and we're going to talk today all Astrothon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Astrothon. Give us a summary of what's going on.
So basically, we started this last year, and we work with Boston Children's Hospital for raising money for the kids and their families. And we raise money for more than just treatment. So it could be housing, because people go to the Boston Children's Hospital from all over the world. And it's for the Every Child Fund. So we do things like therapy, like dog therapy. I know we have comfort dogs on campus today. Yep. So things like that for the kids, and music activities, and just different things to make them feel more comfortable in their space, and also provide their family with help if they're coming from far away.
Nice.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, I think, and then also just introducing Astrothon. Astrothon is coming up April 1st to April 2nd. It starts at 8 p.m. and ends at 8 a.m. So it's a very fun 12-hour night.
All night long.
Mm-hmm. some of the things we did last year, we did karaoke, Just Dance. We played a movie. We did a lot of walking and like fun activities like that. Yeah. I've also heard we have some good chaperones. I don't think we can announce those, though.
Oh, we're going to hold out. Yeah.
Special guests.
Yeah. Very special guests coming.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to say, what impressed me the most last year was the fact that it was the first year and the success that you guys had in year one. So can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So do you know how many participants we had? We had
I think it was between 50 and 60.
Yeah, a lot of participants, and we raised, like $15,000?
Yeah, over $15,000.
I remember it was a lot of money. That was great.
Yeah. And that just comes from, you don't even have to go to the event to fundraise. You can donate through a friend, or you can fundraise yourself, and then if you can't make it to the event, that's all right. To go to the event, you do have to raise a minimum of $50, but that's so easy, just sharing it to your friends and your family and explaining why you're doing this and what it's for really will help people donate to you.
I know that I know somebody who shared it in a certain way and has had quite a bit of success doing that. So what might you suggest to your peers about an avenue to fundraise?
Sharing it on Facebook, specifically through your mom's Facebook page. Because
yeah,
the Facebook moms love Astrothon.
They love a good cause.
Yes,
and
they
do. A great cause.
Yes, it sure is. So, I mean, just getting that word out there. So, I'm going to apologize if you already said this, but let's say just somebody's listening and they want to donate. How can they do that?
So if they're trying to donate and sign up themselves, they can go to our Instagram bio. It's astrothon.2023, I believe. And click on the link in the bio, and then you'll be able to sign up and donate. Or you can reach out to a friend. If you know a friend who's fundraising or participating, you can donate to them, and they can send you a link that you can do it through. Also, tonight we'll be at the basketball game. So the Trinity versus Pinkerton boys game home.
That's a big game.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's going to be a big game.
Yeah,
so.
Come out and watch.
So, and you guys are going to be setting up booths at different games, I would assume, up and
yeah.
leading
yeah.
up
so
to
So we
that.
Did a couple games already, and we're probably going to do, like, the musical coming up, mm-hmm. or play. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's yeah. a play or musical.
Musical.
Musical, yes.
And Anastasia. Mr. Pinkerton, too.
Anastasia. Oh,
yeah. yes, Mr. Pinkerton.
Right, there's one act already signed up. One.
For Mr. Pinkerton.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. speaking of which,
yeah.
I'm going to jump ship here a little
yeah.
bit. Boys, get out here.
Please.
Mr. Pinkerton.
Yes. Yeah.
It is such a fun night.
Oh, my gosh.
It is
amazing.
Great.
Amazing.
Yeah. You need to sign up. So if you listen out there, you boys of Pinkerton, sign up for Mr. Pinkerton.
Or if you have questions about what it's all about, you know, go see a student council member. Do you guys want to, while we're here?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that, because I know you guys had a lot to do with that last year. So.
Yeah. First of all, Mr. Pinkerton is just so fun, and I think a lot of people are like, I don't have a talent, so I don't know what I would do, but it's not that serious. You can do whatever. People have done, like, just sitting and eating on stage and yeah. crazy talents that are not very much talents, but you could also do, like, a real talent if you want.
Another thing is that there's a cash prize.
Ooh.
So for the winner, you'll get some extra cash in your pocket.
Is there a crown this year?
Oh,
for
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get to wear a crown. You get to wear a crown to school the next day.
You also
amazing.
Just get to say that you're Mr. Pinkerton.
This is true.
Which is pretty cool bragging rights.
So.
And I think above all, you get to be invited on our podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, that's a big one.
That might be the biggest win of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be heard by people.
Couples.
Couple, two, three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a couple of, that's a couple big things.
That is a couple big things.
Coming through student council, which is really exciting. So let's just take a moment, because we have two fantastic individuals with us, to just talk about Pinkerton. So what are you guys, taking any good classes right now? Like, you know, I don't know, what's your favorite class been at Pinkerton?
So right now I'm in the Careers and Education program.
Oh,
so I'm in level one. And then last year I took Child Development and Parenting. So I actually had the opportunity to be on the panel for the CTE day for the eighth graders.
Oh, so cool.
So, yeah, that was so much fun. Like, for example, in my parenting class, I took home a robotic baby for a whole weekend.
Oh, that's a fun one.
And I'm not sure that my parents were too happy with me after it, but it was a really good experience in just taking accountability for your choices and how much responsibility comes with being a parent.
Do you want to be a teacher one day? Is that why you're taking the program?
So actually, I want to be a child life specialist.
Oh, great.
And I learned about that last year when we were learning and talking about Astrothon, because the Every Child's Fund helps child life specialists.
Yeah.
Just educate patients and their families about procedures and give them fun activities.
That's fantastic.
Really cool. Amazing.
Love it.
How about you, Hannah?
I'm in AP Chem right now with Mr. Breida.
Shout out Mr. Breida.
He's the advisor of student council as well.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's pretty cool. Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind
of. And that class, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's difficult, of course. But he keeps it fun, and we do labs and stuff, so that's cool.
We have some amazing science teachers. We really do.
We do.
We used to have even more
mm-hmm.
when you were a mm-hmm. science teacher.
Do you know how much it warms my heart that she's
I know,
her
that's,
chemistry
I
class?
Know. Apples and trees, as my former assistant, Miss McEachern, used to say.
Yeah, to our listeners, I'm a former chemistry teacher.
Yeah.
So that's
always
pretty
a chemistry
awesome.
Teacher.
Yeah, I love it. So you guys already kind of gave a shout out, but we're going to do one more.
Well, hold on. Can I just
mention
this? So we didn't mention this, but last or two nights ago, we had the Milli Vanilli, and we talked about the upcoming, and I just want to announce that our senior class officers were the winners, and they did a fantastic job. I believe it was Mamma Mia themed, and they really
so
did a fantastic job.
Did.
Yeah, they were
it
a lot of fun.
Adorable.
I really thought all the acts were really good. I thought the kids really put some effort in this year, and they really did a bang up job.
So I would just say shout out to the senior class officers, because they're amazing. And then I'm going to go and say shout out to the freshman class officers, because theirs was outstanding.
They were. That was one of the better freshman groups we've seen.
And
that
takes a lot of guts
to
get
easy.
Up there.
No, they did a great job.
Really
they finished third.
Well done.
They finished third. And aren't you the admin for the seniors? And I'm one of the admins for the freshmen. There must be a connection there, no?
I think so.
It's the podcast.
I think it is. Absolutely. So I think we go back to...
Yeah.
We have to ask you guys. You guys are no strangers to our podcast, and I know you already did one shout-out, but we want to know if you have any other shout-outs for members of our community. We always ask a sorry.
We do. We do.
Yeah. Oh, I have one.
Yes.
It's a little more generalized, but I and Erin was there too. At one of the games we were fundraising at, there was a bit of a health crisis against Londonderry. Mm-hmm. And all the staff and teachers who were helping out, like, that really stuck with me because they were just so good reacting and helping out on that scene. And so I've actually been thinking about that for a while.
Wow. Mm.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I love hearing a student comment on that because I've heard that from the administration that was there and how they were just really proud of how everybody came together. So it's really nice to see that our students recognize that as well. I mean, it was a tough situation.
It was a tough situation.
And, you know, we're so happy that all is well with that student.
Yep. He's doing well.
Yeah. Really, really good shout out there.
Yeah,
like, definitely. Another group that I would definitely like to shout out is the Pinkerton Cheer Team. They've really been helping us out with fundraising for Astrothon.
Good.
They helped us at a few football games. Now they're helping us at the basketball games. And we appreciate them so much.
How long have you been collecting for the Astrothon? When did it start?
It starts as soon as we want it to start. Honestly, it can start at any time.
So you were collecting at football games for the Astrothon?
Yeah, we collected at definitely one.
Oh, I think I remember announcing that one night. I didn't realize it announced that. That's great.
Do you know what your total is right now by chance?
I know that it's rapidly increasing because we had a meeting earlier this week to just stress the importance of fundraising.
Yeah.
And within a day, I think it was like maybe 5 hours, we'd already gotten like, I don't know how much more than we were expecting.
Yeah.
But.
Good
Amazing.
To hear.
Awesome.
And so, I deflected there a little bit. I'm going to just kind of reiterate what you said. The cheer team is amazing. I always am impressed with everything they do. So shout out to them.
To that, I'm going to say they have a competition this weekend, Capital Area Championship or something. I mean, it's not a championship, but it was like a Capital Area competition, I believe, in Concord. So let's wish them the best of luck.
Absolutely.
I'm going to also say I think we've got some D1 state champions in our ranks of winter teams because the girls track team took home a Division I state championship last weekend. And I believe our gymnastics team did as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did. So, and they have a meet coming up. I don't think it's a meet of champions. I think it's the regionals.
Yeah.
And it's here.
Yeah.
But I don't know the date. And I want to go. I want to go. It's going to be good.
So check out those upcoming dates,
lots
guys.
Lots of things going on here at the Academy.
There's a lot of good stuff happening. So, so shout out to all those athletes there. So.
Absolutely.
And just one more thing.
Yes, please.
Pinkerton Student Council, we hosted a dance on Saturday.
Yes, you did.
And we just wanted to thank all of the people who helped us out, whether that was the staff who chaperoned, the administrators, all the students who bought tickets. It was just such a fun event, and we're just so appreciative of everyone's help.
And I really like the change in it's not just a dance and people standing around and kind of feeling awkward. You guys I saw cornhole going on.
Yeah, like a movie.
A movie being played. I mean, it's really nice. It's more of
an
event
together
than just a dance. And I think it's a good idea.
Well done, guys.
Yeah, well done indeed.
All right,
that's the end of our podcast for another week gone by. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.